Ken, have you done some work into the possibility of underground alien bases on this planet?
Yes, I have. In fact, I've done a lot of historical research because every civilization has talked about advanced people living under the ground. Think about the Shaver mystery. Think about Hitler and his talk about the Superman that lived underneath the ground. And in fact, he sent some fairly heavily armed SS units into caves that were supposed to lead to the center of the earth looking for the Superman so that he could enlist them. We've also had many, many stories, at least for, oh, probably 25 years, about Dulce, New Mexico, and the underground base is supposed to be there. There's supposed to be an underground base at Mount Shasta. Every civilization has talked about them. And many civilizations that talked about them, to my knowledge, did not write science fiction. So I tend to give some credibility to them. And if, in fact, I was in an area that wasn't my home, I might look for a cave to fix up as a base from which to operate.
Let's talk about the possibilities of what we hear in New Mexico. I mean, what kind of evidence might we have, Ken, and what kind of witness testimony?
Well, there are several abductees that talked about being taken to Dulce. And they described a multi-level base. They were taken in, you know, for the classic medical exam, but they talked about seeing pregnant women hooked up to equipment. They didn't know what it was being used for. There are areas around Dulce where there are anomalies in the electromagnetic feel, and it can affect sensitive equipment. And I guess it was in the 40s that the locals started seeing a lot of trucks and earth-moving equipment heading up into the hills, and then the area was cordoned off. And then when the equipment left and they went up into the area, when they could get access to it, there was nothing there. So clearly what was being built, which, as I understand it, quite a lot of money was spent doing it, was a very sophisticated underground base that was supposed to be jointly operated by U.S. and, for lack of a better term, alien personnel.
Has anybody ever found the entrance to this base?
Well, I had several people tell me they had, but they couldn't show me any proof. There was a gentleman who went by the name of Tal, T-A-L, also by the name, he had two or three other names, who, after I did my show each night, I would go to a restaurant and have coffee, and he started showing up and telling me various things about the underground base and the reptilians and the fact they were coming, the main force was coming inside of a comet that had been turned into a spaceship. He was either a total loon or one of the most intelligent individuals I'd ever had a conversation with. I can never really determine which.
He was that good at whatever he was saying and doing, huh?
Yes, he was, and he could deal with the most complex theories that I would throw at him, and I could never, I might find things that I thought were absolute fabrications, but the more we talked, the more it became clear he had another way of looking at the topic. And he was talking about things that I'd never considered. And many others who knew him all pretty much had the same feeling about him that I did. He may really be onto something. And then, of course, there was...
Well, what happened to him, though?
I don't know. He just quit coming. But a lot of people came and went during that time period that just absolutely left me baffled.